Where we leave off. Yeah. You do him Divya Zayir. Yeah, we left off. You say that Gula Migolas in time who's Kashachozu Lakoy Hashmir. She Gil Lakhoidish Lechem, she leaves Shomis is Hadjus. That the Klai so can hear Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says, Acheres HaYolibom is the Gemach of Yehud Mitzrayim. That's what the Golus is. You don't hear these Chachas, it doesn't affect you. Well, and that's when you come into Geula. So you come into Acheres HaLechem, you come into his Chachas, and that's why that's the mitzvah, Acheres HaLechem, that's the mitzvah that's given by this Zman HaGeula. You do him Divrei Zohar, and that's what it means. He's going to explain, that's what it means. To saber ba'ozne bincho ben bincho. Ba'ozne is the pshat, that they should hear it. And hearing it is the pshat, that it should affect the person. That's basically what he's saying. Based on this whole Rabbeinu Yoina, that shmir affects the entire person, not just part of the person. Yeah, he compares it to, you can have bandages on different parts of your body, or you can have an elixir that affects the entire body. That's what the Koyach HaShmiah is. Okay. And that Koyach HaShmiah comes into Geula, so then you can really hear this Chachas, and you can really hear the awakening inside. And that's what it means, that this is a Zman, like he said at the very beginning, there's a Koyach Miuchad, that the words are going to the ears of your children. Ozni bincha bin bincha. Okay? Specifically during this time. Yidum divrei Zohar shebe Mitzrayim yadibu begolus. Yeah, we mentioned this. But the chayre ein zematim im zeh shebe Mitzrayim had yainin shel golus hapogim koyach hashmir shebe reiso. In other words, how are we putting the two things together? We're saying a whole idea that Mitzrayim represents a pogam in the koyach hashmir, to the point that it says they couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu. It affected the shmir. At the same time, the Zohar says it affected their dibur. So which one is it? Achse the ishamea lanatzech idaber. The ishamea lanatzech idaber. Shlomo Melech Megal Alonu shekoyach hanitzchias v'diburu shel ha'odom toil ishiya ha'odom ishamea. The pasuk says that a man who hears will speak forever. The pasuk is toile the koyach hadibur and the koyach hashmir. That a person who's an Isha Meya, he will have a Dibur that's everlasting. What does that mean? Dibur she'enu lenetzach, who Dibur she'esh b'shek. Ah, what does it mean, Dibur lenetzach? Dibur lenetzach means a Dibur that's true. Ki emes hudov rakarim lenetzach. The difference between emes and sheker is that sheker doesn't last and emes does. That's the real definition between the two. The real differentiation between the two. The Svarim all bring down that there's a Mishnah Maseches Parah. I never actually looked it up, but it talks about a certain type of waters. It's talking about, you know, a certain stream, and there's a certain stream that it changes its path or something. I don't know the exact Metzias of it, but the water flows in a different direction, and it calls it Mei Mechazvin. You know what chazav means? Sheker. Chazav means a lie, meaning because it doesn't stay that way forever. It's called a lie. In the Lashon Chazal, mei mechazvin. In Sfarim, they always bring this raya. It's from the Shnayis. Mei mechazvin, the water that's lying. That's true. True emes. If you want to know what's emes, it's something that has a kium. Yeah. So emes. Right. That's all, the remes. They always say also with the letters shin kuf resh. You know that remes. So when the pasuk says lanetzach yidaber, it obviously means he'll speak truth. That's what it means. So he's saying the pasuk, Shlomo Melech saying, ishameya, a person who listens, have dvarav him dvarav amitim. Then when he speaks true things. Because if he listens, that means he's been affected and he's internalized true things. And mainly he speaks true things. Whoa. Now you get to welcome me back because you came yesterday. Yeah? V'yesh l'rami is kicher shum ish enu shemeh. We can bring a remnant to this. A chevish is a person that's enu shemeh ve'enu medaber, right? A chevish doesn't. A chevish in Mishnah is usually does not. You know, when you say chevish, chevish shoyt v'kon, it usually does not mean someone that can't hear. It means someone that can't hear and can't speak. Enu shemeh ozu enu medaber. So you see the two things go. Aderech remnants. The two things go together. Mishenu shemeh enu medaber. If the Shmiya is not there, as a lev and a lev shemeya, then his heart doesn't hear. Become a pesh or kumas a lev, and then the mouth, which is the pen of the heart, kadisa b'chayvus alavavus. Chayvus alavavus says it's not just poetry. Chayvus alavavus says the peh is the kumas a lev. Maybe the degila lev shenu shemeya, or maybe the yesh arlus a peh. So it's very. In other words, it makes a lot of sense. We're saying that Shmiya, real Shmiya, is what a person brings to their lave. And Deep was an expression of what's in his lave. So to have emistical things come out of his mouth, it has to be he absorbed emistical things. So if his Koyach HaShmiya is right, then his Koyach HaDib will be right. But if there's a pagam in his Koyach HaShmiya, then he won't have a real Koyach HaDib because he won't be able to speak real emes. So he's giving us a deep understanding of what it means in the Zohar that the Koyach HaDibur was in Golus. The way he was explaining it now is what it means is that since the Koyach HaShmiya wasn't there, they couldn't hear Emes. Moshe was speaking Emes, they couldn't hear it because it was so Nifka and Mitzrayim. So that's what it means, the Koyach HaDibur was in Golus too. Because the real Koyach HaDibur means to speak emes, and when you can't absorb the emes and you can't take it in, because the golus is descending on you so intensely, mameli you can't speak it. It goes very well with the gematria I said over, that the mayach plus the lev equals peh. Yeah, mayach plus lev is 80 is pei, and the Gemara in Shabbos says pei, the letter pei really means peh. So the expression of the peh is what you absorbed and what you contemplated and understood, which happens in the mayach and the lev, and then it's expressed. Okay, very good.